Okay, well, let's bring in Seattle Times reporter Hal Burton, who's been following events at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, including last year's trial of Sergeant Calvin Gibbs, who was convicted of murder for his role in the so-called kill team that, you know, killed Afghan civilians for sport. He was the one who compared pulling a tooth from a killed Afghan civilian to, you know, to hunting. So, Hal Burton, what's been the reaction there on the base? Because, you know, we are hearing that there are spikes in domestic abuse, in suicides. There is concern that there's a problem at this base.
Well, we're just starting to get reaction as news breaks about the event from the base. But what I would say is that a lot of the issues that we've seen at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, and there are a multitude, are a broader reflection of the struggles of an army, of a military that's been at war for more than a decade. There have been all kinds of different incidences over the years that have buffeted the base, even as the general said, the majority of the soldiers there have gone to serve overseas honorably and return.
Thousands have.
Yes,
and
they've
lost how many? I mean, lost many soldiers.
Well, for example, one brigade that's currently in Afghanistan, it had deployed three previous times to Iraq and lost 108 soldiers in those three deployments. Mm-hmm. The kinds of things, though, that have happened last year, there was an upsurge of suicides to a record level. There were 12. There have been 2 years ago, an Iraq veteran pleaded guilty to assault after being accused of waterboarding his 7-year-old foster son in a bathtub. Mm-hmm. We had another soldier convicted of kidnap, torture, and rape of two women. We had an Iraq war sergeant who was convicted of strangling his wife. Mm-hmm. There have been other incidents like this at other bases across the country. And meanwhile, there's been a huge outreach effort to recognize that some soldiers are struggling with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, to help them get over the stigma of reaching out and to help them get treatment.
Yeah, and yet your newspaper reports that hospital employees on the base were removed from duty just last month for removing some of the patients' diagnoses of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes, I've been following that story, and that's certainly been another big development just in recent weeks, as we've learned that even as soldiers were reaching out and getting treatment, when they came to the point where they were being rated for medical retirement, the screening doctors who did that were often saying, oh no, you don't have PTSD, you have a pre-existing condition, or you have an adjustment disorder or something that doesn't get them the rating in medical retirement, or sometimes they were saying, no, this person seems fit for duty.
And doesn't get their, well, fit for duty, as we heard General McCaffrey saying, perhaps they were not, you know, getting through a screening and being deployed, but also not getting the rating, so not getting their benefits and treatment.
Right.
Look, I have to ask you, because obviously all the bases are having these problems of over-deployment of troops, but this base is the one that had the kill team, as you well know. And by the way, we'll link our listeners to our interview with Mark Bowl of Rolling Stone, who wrote about these U.S. troops that were convicted of, you know, killing Afghan civilians
for
sport.
Quite extensively.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And so I'm just wondering, on the heels of that in 2010, this is just going, I can't imagine how this is going to be received.
Yeah, this is really a tough deal, because all last year there were these series of court-martials with many graphic and disturbing details, photos that we saw in the courtroom, and of course some have been widely published about the kill team. And as the units prepared to deploy quite a few of the units from Joint Base Lewis-McChord to Afghanistan this year, there was a chance, there was a sense of, let's put these things past us, let's do our head off with honor, come back with honor, and try to move on. Mm. So to have this happen early this year, obviously, is a huge blow.
Horrible. And also must be impacting the way they're feeling about going to this region now that it's been identified with this violence has been identified with this base. That's Seattle Times reporter Hal Burton. They have done terrific reporting, and we'll link you to some of that as well on the Joint Base Lewis McChord military base outside Seattle. Hal, tough day. Thank you so much for speaking to us about it.
Sure. Thank you.